Hello, everybody, and welcome. I am DJ Shockley. Thank you guys for joining me for Falcons Film Session. Today, I got two plays for you. One touchdown from the Falcons, one from the Miami Dolphins. Let's jump right into the Falcons touchdown early in the ballgame. This was the big touchdown, the 40-yard pass to Marvin Hall. And this is just a great call versus a great coverage that the Miami were playing. Miami were playing what's called quarters coverage. So that means everybody has a quarter of the field. Safety has a quarter. This safety has a quarter. This corner has a quarter of the field. In quarters coverage, this safety is the guy you have to really pay attention to. If Austin Hooper goes flat, his eyes will go to number two, which is this receiver, and they will have a double on him. The other important thing is this corner is playing outside leverage. Now, we play this called a scissors concept where Hooper runs a corner route, and you have Marvin Hall who runs a post. Now, because Hooper goes vertical, this safety must take him and go where he goes, which opens up a huge avenue in the middle of the field to throw the football. Now, remember, they're in quarters coverage, so this corner is playing outside leverage. So the safety has to take him, and you see the corner playing outside leverage. That leaves a huge avenue to throw the football here, and Marvin Hall's speed is good enough to run away from him. As you can see, the corner, the safety takes Hooper right here. Middle of the field is wide open, and you can see Matt is already throwing the football, knowing he has this huge, huge area to throw the football into, and this is what we call quarters coverage. End result, touchdown for the Falcons. So great execution, great timing, everybody doing their job and understanding what coverage it is in that particular play results in 6 points for the Atlanta Falcons. All right, let's jump into the second part of this, which is the Miami Dolphins touchdown, which was a great play designed by them, and it all predicates because they know that Falcons are in man coverage. How they know they're in man coverage is both cornerbacks are on the same side of the field. Here's Rocky Alford, and here's Desmond Trufant on the same side of the field. Now, everybody has a man in this particular play, man coverage here. But usually when somebody goes in motion, which is Landry right here, he wants to go in motion. Usually he comes all the way across. One guy will go with him. They'll just switch it, and he'll go with him on the other side. But what they do is they act like they're going to go motion, and he comes back this way. But once the play gets started, what they usually do is instead of him running all the way across, Trufant says, okay, here, we'll switch responsibilities. You'll come down, and I'll replace you in your spot so we don't have to worry about running all the way across and losing leverage if he comes all the way across. You can see him yelling now, you take him, you take him, you take him. So now Ricardo Allen will go down and replace where he is, and now Trufant will take his spot in the middle of the field. And you still have man coverage. They just switch it off. But what they do is they run the motion back across, and both guys are caught in the middle of the field. Both guys are caught in leverage. And remember what I said, it's man coverage. So Alford has him in man. This guy just runs him off. Here's a huge avenue to throw the football, and nobody is here. Both guys on this side of the field anticipating it's going to be a man coverage, and he's going to run all the way across. He does it. Great play call. Now he's wide open. They have the leverage, and he's outflanked for the touchdown. It's a great play designed by the Miami Dolphins. Caught the Falcons in man coverage, trying to anticipate the route, anticipate the motion, and it did not work out for him, i.e. touchdown for the Miami Dolphins. Thank you guys for joining me. I'm DJ Shockley, and this has been Falcons Film Session.